Atzilus Kalim, then Litzarach Ladure Ale. He doesn't have to go after all this Kuliha. He doesn't have to say so many answers. For the Gemara of Adum, Itzarach Lezuzi, maybe right now he needed money and he did sell it. On Ravashi, Harayotzal Hashem Gneva Beir. But still, Lamaista was talking about that there is a rumor that a Gneva took place. So Minastam, once we hear there's a Gneva taking place, and he's not a person that sells things, we don't have to come on to say that all of a sudden now we decided to sell it, but rather than he'll be nemmed to say this is his stuff. That we have to have all this riot, there's such a riot here, that's only if the person really is aiming to sell things. Then we have to prove it clearly that he didn't stop sell it, but this really was a stolen goods. So in such a case, we have the din of the Mishnah, that he's nemmed to say this was his, and that's why here he gets it back. We'll stop here. You are holding daf kuf tes vov omer aleph. The top of the Gemara says itma, learned like this: gonav umochav yachakach hukar aganav. Reuven made a geneva, he stole, and then he sold it, and then yachakach hukar aganav, and then we found out, we caught Reuven, we found out that Reuven was the one that made the Geneva. So now, Rav Mishmed Rabbi Chiya Omar Hadinim Arishin. Rav said over the name of Rabbi Chiya that Aloch is with the Rishon, Hadinim Arishin. So Rashi says it means that Din Shal Balabayis Utviyosei Al Ganav. The original Balabos has the right to go to the Ganav now. Ve'en HaLokeach Baladinoi. And the Lokeach, the one that boarded off the Ganav, is not the Baldin of the owner. Let's say the owner wants to take it away from the lokeach, is yitain domim, then the owner will have to pay him the money, even though we found out the ganav. So that's what Rav says over the name of Rav Chiya, that hadin imorishim, that the balabos has to go to the ganav and cannot take it away from the lokeach without.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yechanon, Mishmed Rabbi Yana Yomar, hadin imashaini, that the din is the balabos has the right to take it away from the lokeach. Rashi says, "Dina shabalabayis timalakeyachu, v'yetsi menu kelo b'chinam." He can take it away for free without paying him any money. He doesn't have to pay the lakeach money. Tomorrow says, "Amar Rav Yosef." Yosef says, "Leplika." There is no machlokes. Kan lefneiish hadin imasheni. Before the balabos is miyayish, therefore the balabos has the right to take it away. So the balabos could go straight to the lakeach. Kan liyachayish. But the first man, the Yama, Rabbi Chiya, that said Hadin Min Arishin, is talking about Liach HaYish. Therefore, Hadin Min Arishin. Therefore, the Balabos only has the right to go to the Ganav. But Lekech has the right to keep it. It's like Yish and Shin Rishus. Therefore, Lekech has the right to keep it. And the Gemara says, V'tavayim Islud Rav Chizda. Both of them agree to Rav Chizda, like we had before. Rashi says, Gozav Lo Nisyash Rabaylam, in a case where there's a Gazlin, and the owner was not Miyayish yet, so Habaydam Uboach Abiyochloi, somebody else takes it away from the Ganav. Rotsim is a goiva, that the owner has the right to go to either one to collect. See here also, before Yish, the owner has the right to go to either one, if he wants, so he can go to the Lokeach and take it away from the Lokeach. Because it's before Yish, Lokeach is not Kono, therefore the Balabos has the right to take it away from him. That's the way Rav Yosef says. Oh, Malay Abai, Abai says, V'loi Pligi, is it true what you're saying? That there's no machlokes here. For matnas kuno k'lefnei yish domi. In the case of matnas kuno, it's like lefnei yish, like the kohen doesn't know to be miyayin shanish yet. And we'll soon see. And still some machlokes. Well, the Tanan will learn like this. Oh, maloi mocholi meyayin shalpora. If somebody says, like to the butcher, sell me the insides of the cow. For your behematonos, and inside the mayor was the matonos, was the part of kever, was the stomach that you're supposed to give to a kohen. Sounds like this: noisna lekohen v'yena menakalim in adamim. The one that buys it now, he has to give the kever to the kohen, and he doesn't take away, he doesn't detract any money. So Rashi says, "Timistama matonos lezavin le." Most probably, the one you bought it off did not mean to sell you the matonos. So therefore, it's like you have the matonis now, that you have to give the kain. Therefore, this lokeach has to give the keva to the kain. Lokeach himena b'mishkal. Let's say you bought it on, you paid for the pound. As I'm buying now $10 a pound, and you bought a certain amount of pounds. So then, and has to give it to the kain. He has the keva, but he has the right to deduct the money, the value of the keva, because I paid you clearly for a pound of meat. So depending upon how many pounds of meat I could use, that's how much I have to pay you. Now, v'yom Rav, Rav said, loishonu, when was this learned? Elishashokal liatzmoi, only if you're buying it for yourself. So Rashi, elishashokal hu liatzmoi, were you buying it for yourself? You waited out yourself. Avoshokal loitabach, but in the case where the tabach, the butcher, waited out for you, hadinim atamach, then the din is with the tabach. So Rashi says, dinu shokoin viruroi ala tabachu, that the kain has to come and argue against the butcher. So Rashi says, Rav l'taymei diyomar hadinim arishan, like the owner has the right only to come to complain about the rishon. The tabach of yours, the gun of rishon. Because over the tabach, the butcher, he was the one that was supposed to take off the smatnes kuna. He was supposed to take off the keva. And by not doing it, he's like a ganef. But lakeach heavy sheni. And the one that bought it now is like the second one. Well, come on, it says over here, adinim atabach, that the kohen only has the right to go to the tabach, and he doesn't have the right to go to the lakeach. So Alma, what do you see? Rav less like Rav Chizda. That Rav does not hold like Rav Chizda. Because here we're talking about Kodim Yish. And so it's Kodim Yish, even though the cave is by the Lekeach, the Kohen cannot go to the Lekeach, but rather the Kohen has to have a din with the Tabach. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Eimer rather say, Af din ima Tabach. It just means, Rav just meant to say that the Kohen could go to either one. He could go either to the Kohen or to the Tabach or to the Lekeach. Either one, like Rav Chizda. Since it's Kodim Yish here, it's Rotsa Mizegoiva, Rotsa Mizegoiva. So Mar says, Ma, the same I would have thought to say, Ein Matnas Kuna Nigzelis, maybe there's no halacha of Gzela. By Matnas Kuna, like Rashi says, Te'alima Kinyona Dizu, Te Mikoya Kavoya Kosilai, since the Kohen like has a Schus in it, Mach Masashem, it's Matnas Kuna, so maybe wherever it is, it's called by the Schus of the Kohen. It's not called the Gezel altogether. Te'afilu Shokle Tabach Yigva Kohen Nami Melakeach, maybe if so, the first Tabach is not called the Gazlan at all. So therefore the Kohen has no right to come to the Tabach. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here to tell us that no, the Kohen has a right to go to the Tabach. The first Tabach, the first butcher like, he's considered the Gazlan here. Therefore the Kohen could come to him if he wants to, but then he could also go to the Lekeach. Now the Gemara says, Ula Abaye diyama pligi, but according to Abaye that holds, that they do argue, Abaye holds, that pligi even blufne yish. And the arguing of Chizdas Halacha, the wife that Rav does not hold from Chizdom, Ulabai Diyama Pligi, be my Pligi, what's the Machloikis? Be the Rav Chizda, the Machloikis sin, if you hold from Chizda. If you hold Kaidim Yish, could the Bailim be Gova from the Lekeach, from the second Ganaf or not? Or could only take it away from the first Ganaf? Rav Zvid Omra, Zvid said, Kogoin, Shenis Yaishu ha Bailim biyad Lekeach. We're talking about here in the case where the Bailim was Miyayish, Biyad HaLekeach, V'loy Nisyayishu Biyad Ganef, and not when the first Ganef had it. That's the Machlokes over here. So Rashi says, Heichad Loy Yayishu Bailim, in a case where there's no Yish at all, then the Kuliyal Nisloot Rav Chizda, everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. V'yadin im Hasheni, you only have a right to take it away, before Yish you can take it away even from the second one. V'yoch, where's our first Machlokes over here? Machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yechanan. We're talking about now where the owner was Miyayish Biyad HaLekeach and not Biyad HaBailim. So therefore, Vol Pligi, this is the Machlekes over here. Masova, the first one holds, Yiyosh Viyachakach Shin Rishus Koni, and Echnami. When the owner is Miyayish first, Biyad HaGazlin, and then he sells it, and Echnami, there's a Kinyan Shin Rishus. But Shin Rishus, in the case where first the Ganav gave it to a second Ganav. So the Shinu Rishus, V'yachakach Yish, Lekoni, there's no Kinyan. So that's Takat Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. That says, Hadinim Hasheni, that the owner has the right to go to the second one. Because the second one is not Konerit. He doesn't own it. Umasova, the first one, Umasova, Rabbi Chiya holds, Loishana, there's no difference which order it went. With like here, first it was the Shinu Rishus, first the second Ganav took it, or the first Ganav sold it to somebody, and then the Bailam was Miyayish. The Ma'itzah of the Kinyan Yish and Shinu Rishus here, therefore the owner cannot go to the second one, but only to the first one. Rav Papa says, Beglima, the Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Hadalamari. So Like Rashi says, Le'yoylem b'lefne yish pligi. They're talking about Taka even before yish. Even before the owner was miyayish. And really, v'tavayi lislud Rav Chisda. Both of them hold like Rav Chisda. Tawat uveglimo tigneva kuliyam le pligi dehod v'lamori. Rashi says, miyad b'chinam. Ven halakech yocholak v'lamoysov. Who could Rav Chisda? This everybody agrees. That lefne yish, and if you have the glima here, if the chayfis that was stolen is still around, so everybody agrees to Rav Chisda, the owner has the right even to go to lekeach. The owner could go straight to the second one and take it away from him without paying him. Because since the chayfis is still ben, the owner has the right to take it back. Kuliyam lepligid hod lamorei. For Ocho the Gemara says, be also boy takonas hashurka mifagi. Here's the shal if you made a takonas hashurka not. So Rashi says like this, for Yadina Marisha and the Yama Rav, why does Rav say that Din is only with the first one? So I said, Loi Bedin Habalabayis Kamar. El Bedin Shalakeh Kamar. It means to show the Din of the Lakeh. So what does that mean? Takona Sashukra, she says, Al Shekona Lakeh Beshukra Fahesiyam. That this Lakeh bought it now openly in the street. Flahaven, but he did not realize that it was stolen goods. So question, did the Rabbonim make a Takona Sashukra here to say that you have to pay him? She Yishalam Le Balabayis Moisav. That the Balabas has to pay him and not that's the machlekes. If we hold also by Takonas Hashur Kemiflegi. In other words, Rav Mishmed Rebchi Omar had Dinim Arishin. What does that mean? Dina de Lakayach, the Lishko Zuzei, Miganif. The deal of the Dinim Arishin means like this. That Avad, the owner, has the right to come to the gun, to the second one and take away his chayfets. Because it's Ben. And we hold like Rav Chisda. And he holds, even when we take it away from the Lakayach, the owner does not have to pay the Lakeach, but rather the Lakeach now has to go back to the Ganif and get back his money. And therefore, V'loi also boy Takona Sashuk. We do not make any special Takona of taking it away from the Lakeach to say he has to get his money first, but rather we say it's like normal. The owner takes it away from the Lakeach, and the Lakeach now goes back to the Ganif that sold it to him. However, V'Rev Yechanon Mishum D'Rabbi Yanai, Omar Hadinim Hasheni, he says the din is with the sheni. What does that mean? That means dina de lokeach de lishka mevalabayis. That means it's the also boy takonas hashuk. That there's a special takonas hashuk over here. That even though the owner has the right to take it away from the lokeach has right now the gzela be'en, even though he bought it off the ganef. But still it's a gzela, and there's no yish, so the owner has the right to take it away from him. But there is a takonas hashuk that when the owner takes it away from him, the owner has to pay him money. And Echanami, then the owner has the right to go to the Ganif and get the money from the Ganif. The Kolponim is a Takonas Hashuk to make it easy for people to return it. In a case like here, like Lokeach, he didn't realize that he did anything wrong, then when we take it away from him, we have to give him his money. Such the Machlokes if they made such a Takonas Hashuk or not. Now the Gemara says, the Sava Rav is true what you say now. The Sava Rav, Lo Yosabot Takonas Hashuk. Is it true what you say now that Rav holds? That Rabbonim did not make a Takonas Hashuk, that the Lokeach does not get the money from the Balabos. I v'ho Rav Huna, Talmid the Rav Heve. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. Now the Meister was, V'chonon Bisho, a bad person Chonon, Gonav Glima. He stole a shirt. V'zavna, and he sold it to somebody. Then the Shiloh was now the owner wanted to take it away from the Lokeach. Is also the kind of the Rav Huna, so they went in front of Rav Huna to ask, what's their my dinoi? Omar Elohu Gavra. So he told the Prince Lakayach, Zil Shori Ad Vitcha. He told him, go, Rashi says, like, hit the Mashtuncha, Kleima, today Mashtuncha Shabiyodai. He told the owner, listen, if you want to take it away from this Lakayach, you have to, like, pay it. Pay up for it. You have to pay him the money. So who are this only because of a dinner, but Konas Hashuk. Like, we have now this Chonon Bisha the Ganef, took away a glima, and he sold it to somebody. And now we found out where it is, so the original owner wants to come to Lakeach to get back his glima. Still, Rav Huna told the owner, you're going to have to pay this Lakeach. Why? Because of the Takonas Hashuk. So we see clearly that even Rav holds of a Takonas Hashuk. Sumar says, no, I'll tell you here it's different. Shani Chona Bisha, Kivon the Leklish Talumi Minei, Kaloi Hukar Domi. I guess it should be Klehuker Hagan of Dami. That here we're talking about, since Chonon Bisha was a very bad robber, you can't get money back from him. So therefore, it's considered as if we do not know who the Ganif is. In a case where we do not know who the ganav is, then everybody agrees that there's a tekonas hashuk, that when you take it away from the lekeach, you have to pay him the money. There's only a question when you have a ganav around, that who has to go collect the money from the ganav? Does the lekeach have to go to the ganav? Or do we tell the balabos to go to the ganav? But over here, since he was chon abisha, it's like we don't know who the ganav is, you're not going to get your money back. See, everybody agrees we make a tekonas hashuk. Omar Rava says, Im ganef mefursim hu lo yosav batekonas hashuk. That if it's a ganef mefursim, then they do not make a tekonas hashuk. In other words, like lekeach should have known not to buy it off the ganef. He's a ganef mefursim, everybody knows he's a ganef. Who? What right did you have to buy it off him? So since you went and bought it off him, later when we find out that it was a gzela, and you have it now, we take it away from you without paying you any money. We do not make a tekonas hashuk. So where is the question? For Chonon Bisha, this last case of Chonon Bisha, Chonon, this bad person, the Mefursim of it, how mean it was, he was bad because he was known to be a ganef. And still somebody that bought it off him, and later when the owner came to take it away, Rav Huna said, you have to pay him. The Yosef bought the Konas Hashuk, and they made it the Konas Hashuk. So you see, even by a ganef Mefursim, still we make it the Konas Hashuk. The Gemara answers, need the Mefursim Levishasa, Levishusa, even though he was known to be a very wicked person, but Leginevusa Levifursim. It's not true. Chana was not known to be a Bavus the Ganef. Therefore, since he wasn't known to be a Ganef, that's why here we made at Tekonas Hashuk. It's not so much the fault of this Lakayach, he did not realize that what Chana had were stolen goods. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Itma will not like this. Gonaf Upara Bechoivai. If Reuven stole something, and he paid up his chayv, his milva, he owed somebody money, and he paid it up with the stolen money, he paid up his chayvos. Or else, gonaf upara bekeifai. He stole something, and he paid up his bills that he had by the grocery store. Bekeifai, what he took, Rashi says, heck of the chenveni. He used to buy things on credit, and now he paid up his bill by the grocery store. So locher is, and later we find out that it was stolen, so now the owner has the right to come to the malva, or has the right to come to the storekeeper and take away his money. So in such a case, lo yosav bo tekonas hashuk. We do not make a tekonas hashuk. In other words, that the chenveni loses out. Or if the chenveni wants to, he has the right to go to the ganef. Why? The yamri, we say, the yamri, lo yadaita dahani yehovis lei. Yes, Rashi is lavadaitoi, lahai geneva, yoivislei zuzi, the makmihochi ususlei. In other words, you didn't lend the money at this gzela. In other words, the halvot took place way before. So therefore, when the person now pays up with the geneva, it's not called the payment. So therefore, you malva have no right to keep this geneva. Therefore, there's no tekonas hashuk. It's like you're losing out so much. You lend him the money before. It's a question, he has no money to pay up. So even without the geneva, also you wouldn't have received payment. So therefore, for the malva, for the storekeeper, we do not make any tekonas hashuk. Now the Gemara says, Mashkanta shavi mosayin b'meya. Let's say you received the mashkin that was worth $200 for $100. So Rashi says, Mashkanta shava. You received the mashkin that was really worth $200 for $100. So also boy tekonas hashuk. Then we do make a tekonas hashuk for you. In other words, you only lent the money because of this mashkin. So therefore, like you lent $100 on a $200 mashkin. So clearly you only lent the money because of the mashkin. So therefore now, if the mashkin like was stolen and they take it away from you, so you have a right to get your money or to keep $100 worth of it. Because you only lent the money only because of the mashkin. But what's going to be, shava b'shava, let's say you lent $100 and the person gave you a mashkin back only worth $100. So then, let's say we find out later that this mashkin was stolen goods, so when the owner takes it away from you, he doesn't have to pay you anything. Because again, on a loan that you gave exactly for exact, we say, most probably you would have lent the money anyway. You did not lend the money only because of this mashkin. The Rashi says, in derech lasis ken lahalvois ala mashkin kol shaviv. Hilkach lav ataita dahi mashkan tusvei, el hemnu hemnei. It's not really because of this mashkin that you're lending him the money. Elamai stand because you trusted him. So therefore, they did not make a tekonas hashuk, like you're not losing out. Even without the mashkin, you also would have lent him the money. So therefore, we can't really say if the mashkin that's causing him. So therefore, if you, even though they take away the mashkin from you, still you would have lent the money. So therefore, they did not make a tekonas hashuk. That's what Amemah says. Mazut Ramano also about the Konas Hashuk. He holds no such a thing still. I only lent the money because of the Mashkin. So now to take away the Mashkin, I'm losing out. They made it the Konas Hashuk. The Ilchus saw the more sense in parentheses. Shalom Figur said or not. The Ilchus also about the Konas Hashuk. Shalom the Mashal takes this out. Shalom Figur says or not. Yeah, right. Zvini, let's say you sold something. Shove Bishova, you sold something and you took the exact price of it. And the person paid you for it. In such a case, also by the Konas Hashuk. Like you only sold it now because he gave you the money. So we find out now the money was stolen money and they take it away from you. So they made it the Konas Hashuk. What about Shavim Meyer B'Masayim? You sold $100, something worth $100 for $200. So Shesh Somar Lo Yosa B'at the Konas Hashuk. Because you felt you're getting a great deal here. So therefore, it's like a Matana. So therefore, like Rashi says, "Vafilu lito mei," you don't even get $100 worth when they take away the money. "Tichihechi de mei yisayri matonhi mei deshavinar matonhi." Just like the extra $100 they got, it was like a present. So the whole deal is still like a big present for you. Therefore, it's not called you having a loss here. We do not make a tekonas hashuk. Rav Romano also bought tekonas hashuk. We still make a tekonas hashuk. True, you got a great deal here, but it's only if you keep money. But if they take away the $200, so you don't get anything, you lost your chayfet, so then we make a tekonas hashuk. The Ilchus saw the maskoner is, the kulu in all these cases, also by tekonas hashuk. The Rabbanan made a tekona in a case where the person was innocent, you took the money, either you didn't realize it was stolen goods, so whenever you take it to heter, later when the owner takes it away from you, we say the owner has to pay you. Labar excluding Miganef or Pora Bechoyven, a case where somebody stole the money to pay back his halvor, because then we say, since the Malvo lent you the money way before, Soma Monashach, it calls money, doesn't have money, you just don't get your money back. The same thing, Gona for Pora Bechayfai. If first you took food on credit, and now you have to pay it up, so you paid up with stolen money, that's nothing. We take it away from the Chenveni. That's not called you got your payment. You lost out, but who asked you to give it out in the first place? By you giving it out back here, for giving out on credit, that's your own fault. So here there's no tekonas hashuk. But all the other cases where it's not your fault, like you went to buy something, and the person paid you with stolen money, then we say when they take it away from you, we make a tekonas hashuk. Mora says now, Avimi Barnozi, name of a person here, Chamua de Ravina. He was the father-in-law of Ravina. Havi Masek Bu Gavra Abba Zuzi. That somebody owed him $4. He had $4 in somebody's rishus.
Now, so the meister was, the story was here, Gon Voglima, this person again stole the coat, Asan Alei, and he gave it back to him. But we'll soon see, it wasn't really, he meant maybe for a payment of the first $4 that he owed him, but in the meantime, Uzve Arba Zuzi Achrini, he borrowed from him another $4. So it came out, this person borrowed now $8 from him. The safe at the end, it came out with Tukar Ganef, we found out the Ganef. So therefore, it's a shallow now, how much can you take away? So Asla came with Ravina, came in front of Ravina. It only said like this, Kamoi Gonaf Opora Bechoyvei. Like first, when he gave you the cloth, this glima, it was like, it was a Ganevi stole, and he's being Porei Bechoyvei. So therefore, Loi Boy Lemesav Lev Lemidi. You don't have to give him anything. The owner has the right to take away this cloth, and he doesn't have to pay back to Avimi, doesn't have to pay back to Avimi anything. But the last $4 that you lent him, for the glima, that time you're going to have to pay him back the money, because that's like a mashkin. There, before you can take away the glima, you'll have to pay back Avimi the $4. Like there is a tekonas hashuk on this last $4. On this, the Gemara says, "Mask of Lord of Koyin, Veduma may be glima, Pahani Zuzi Kamo Yovinale Ganif, Opora Bechoyvoi, Gonaf Opora Bekefoi, Viabo Zuzi Basroi Hemune Hemne." Maybe no, maybe the case here was that the Ganif paid back the cloth, when he gave the cloth back, he meant to pay up for his first Geneva. So that's called gone up a pora b'chayvay, and then gone up a pora b'kayvay. Then the abo zuzi basroi. That you lent him another $4. Stam hemno hemnui. Stam you trusted him. Ki eche the hemne mikora. The same way you trusted him at the beginning. So maybe it's not because of this mashkin. So therefore, maybe avimi the owner doesn't have to pay you anything. The owner has the right to take away his cloth back from avimi, and avimi gets nothing right now. So that was the shaila. So Mara says the Galgan Milsa came out, this thing came about, they kept on asking one to another till it finally reached Motalakim with Rabavua. Omni said like this, Silkhasa Karav Koyin. With Agafaskan like Rav Koyin, that such a case we consider when this Ganef gave Avimi back the cloth, it was a pshat that the cloth is for the payment of his Choyv. And therefore that was the Gemara before, if you're a Ganef or Perei of a Choyvai, there's not a Konas Hashuk. And that you lent the money at the end, it's not the pshat you lent it because of this mashkin, but rather it's the pshat this time you lent him money, and therefore the owner Avimi gets nothing. Avimi has to go to this ganef now and get back his money from him, but this cloth he can't keep at all. Morris says now, Nashor Ganvo Safra. Nashor is the name of a person. He sold the sefer. And Zavna Lepufnoi, he sold it to a person in Pufnoi, Betimnin $30. Petimnin Zuzi. Also Pufnoi, then this person from Pufnoi went, Zavne Labar Mechuzoi, he sold it to a different person from a different city, Bemeyev Yesum Zuzi, for $120. And the Seif Hukaragana for the end, we found out that it was a stolen Sefer, and now the owner wants to come and take it away. So when the owner comes to take it away from the Mechuzoi, is there a Takonas Hashuk here, how much does the owner have to pay him? Some Rabbi says like this, Lezo Mori de Safra, let the owner of the Sefer come, for Yoyev Levne Labar Mechuza, he has to pay something to the last one, the Bar Mechuza that has it now, Tim Nim Zuzi, let him just pay him $80, what it was really worth. The Shokel Safra, he can take back his Sefer. And Vyozo Bar Mechuza, Vishokel Aboyim of Pufnoi, and let now the Bar Mechuza go collect $40 from the Bar Pufnoi. That's what he said. And this the Gemara said back, Mask of Law Rob, Rob asked the question back, why? Hashtu lakech miganef, madach if a person buys it off a ganef. Also, buy the konas hashuk. We made a takona. That what the owner takes away from the lakech. He has to pay him all his money first, and then the owner will collect it from the ganef. If so, lakech m'lakech, here it's a double lakech. Me boy, for sure this should be such a konas hashuk. Then when the owner takes it away from the final lakech, he has to pay him the full price. Ella rather, therefore, my Rob says like this. Lazel Mori the Saf, let the owner of the Sefer go. Vyoyvale Labar Mechuzo, Neyev Yesum Zuzi. When you want to take away your Sefer from the Bar Mechuzo, you'll have to pay him $120. How much he paid for it? Vishokla Safra, then you can take back your Sefer. Then, Vilezel Mori the Saf, let the owner of the Sefer go. Vilishkol Arboim Ipafnoim. Let him go take back $40 from the Pafnoim. Vitimnim and Ashoi, and then he gets back $80 from the Ganef. So the kid said, Avad is at the Konas Hashuk here, then when the owner takes it back from the Lakeach, he has to pay him back the full price that he paid for it. And then the owner goes back to the last two people and gets back the pay that he was supposed to, that was stolen, that they gained on the deal. Now the Mishnah says like this, Zebo bechavita shoyayin v'zebo bekadesh shodvash. If two people are walking, one has a barrel of wine and one has a barrel of honey. Nistako chavi shodvash, if the one that has the honey, his barrel breaks. V'shofach zeh esyenus, the other one that sees it, and again we're talking about in a place that honey is worth much more than wine. So the person does is he spills out his wine, in order v'hitzol eshadvash letoichoy, and he goes and saves the other person's dvash and puts it now into his barrel.